There was a heavy clunking noise and the vermin collapsed limply. Russa leaned out of the foliage of an oak directly over where Tammo stood. She waved the piece of hardwood at him.
Best weapon a beast ever had, this'un. Get going, Tam. There's more of them than I reckoned.
The woodlands became alive with vermin war cries. An arrow zipped past Tammo, grazing his ear before it quivered in the oak wood. Then they came pounding through the woodlands toward him, a score or more of snarling savages brandishing an ugly and lethal array of weapons. Whipping a sling stone at them, Tammo took off at a run, only to find he was headed straight in the direction of another group. Whichever way he wheeled, there were vermin coming at him. Foliage rustled overhead, and Russa came sailing out of a tree to land beside him, her jaw set grimly.
I never figured on this many, mate. The villain's got us surrounded. Pity it had to happen your first time out, Tam. Still, there's one consolation. If and we go together, I won't be left to carry the news back to your mum.
Tammo felt no fear, only rage. Drawing his blade, he gritted his teeth and swung the loaded sling like a flexible club.
Stand back to back with me, pal. If we've got to go, then let's give him something to jolly well remember a spy. Yo, lady!
The vermin rushed him but were swiftly repulsed. Such was the ferocity with which the two friends fought. Four rats went down from blade thrust, sling and stick. Whirling to meet a second onslaught, following hard on the heels of the first, Russa stunned a weasel with the butt of her stick, grabbing him close to her so that he took the spear thrust of a ferret behind him. Tammo whipped the loaded sling into the face of another and slashed out to the side with his dirk, catching a rat who was sneaking in on him. A big, wicked-looking fox swung out with an immense pike. The heavy iron blade thudded flat down on Russ's head, stunning the squirrel and knocking her flat. Tammo tripped over a wounded rat and stumbled awkwardly. The vermin pack flung themselves on the pair. Tammo managed to slay one and wound another. Then he went under, completely engulfed by weight of numbers. Stars and comets rattled about in his head as the butt end of the fox's pike flattened him. Waves of throbbing pain crashed through the young hare's skull. He struggled to lift his paws to his head, but found he was unable to. Noise followed, lots of noise, then an agonizing pain across his shoulders. Opening his eyes, Tammo found himself facing Skulker. She was swinging the thorn-covered wild rose branch that she had just struck him with.
Ah, I thought that'd make him. Would you like another taste of this, me bold young warrior?